Tony Pinata.
Where's Laurie?
Loz has got the Indigenous All-Stars game down in Melbourne. So I think TK and Loz will be on air Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, but what's he doing? Is he playing?
No, he's coaching.
He's coaching them.
Well, you can't get another coaching gig after what he did with Origin.
Oh, you're brave enough to say it now. This will get back to him, you know.
They were unlucky.
I thought he was unemployable.
What about that?
Unbelievable, now, Robbie Slater.
Robbie Slater normally has pot shots at me, and Laurie's his mate.
Right.
But yesterday, Robbie turned on him like a rabid dog. Laurie Daly, good morning.
Oh, that's a nice welcome.
can you believe that? Your mate, Robbie.
I can believe it. We know that Robbie's a bit special at times.
Firstly, mate, how's the Indigenous camp? I know it's only early days. We just thought we'd check in, but initially the boys got together Sunday.
Yeah, they come together Sunday. We've had our first session, so that was been a nice light run. Obviously, we've got another training session today, so that'll be fairly intense. And then that'll be basically the preparations. We've got one more training session on the Thursday afternoon, and away we go. But there's a lot of work that they do in the community the last 24 hours in a game today, so it's pretty hectic for them.
Like what? What sort of stuff? What's been the most interesting stuff, Loz?
Well, they've had community visits. They're doing a youth summit this morning that's walked around the cultural land here in Melbourne. They've got team interactions with a lot of the fans down at Federation Square. They've got dinners that they have to attend. So it's been pretty hectic, pretty flat out, and trying to get some training sessions in there as well.
Who's the leader? And I mean especially when they're reconnecting or connecting with the ancient culture that they're so proud to represent.
Oh, I think there's a number of guys. I think Cody Walker is probably a leader in that regard. A lot of the young guys are still learning a lot about their culture and want to learn a lot more. And it's about, obviously, that and sharing their own stories and trying to inspire a lot of people to make difference in their own sort of villages and communities. And hopefully that they can set the right example and get people to follow them and know that they can make a change. Obviously, there's a lot of things in the Indigenous community that we can do to help a lot of people, and that's what we're aiming to do.
Laurie, how have you felt the reaction of the Melbourne public? I mean, it's a difficult sort of time of year. It's pre-season, rugby league. Is the game sort of getting some traction down there?
Yeah, it has been. There's been some articles and obviously plenty of news surrounding the game, but that'll be determined, I suppose, on how well it's gone. Depending on the crowd on Friday night. But, all the indications are that there'll be plenty of people down here. We are getting some traction here in Melbourne. Certainly every event we've gone to, yes, there's been a lot of Sydney press, but there's certainly press from down here in Melbourne, which is good to see.
Has the lift arrived?
Yeah, I'm just standing out the front of the lift. Actually.
No, don't get in the lift,
mate. We'll lose if you get in the lift.
I've made that mistake before. So
stay in the lift.
Jumping in the lift, otherwise the phone will drop out.
Mate, we've got the 1-20 side. Any changes there? I'm interested. Bevan French, how much time will he be at fullback? Who else might you put there for a little while? And Will Chambers, where are you going to use Will Chambers?
Yeah, Will will be used back row centre. Tony Staggs will be back row centre. Alex Johnson to Bevan French will share fullback role.
Yep.
I've explained to the sort of the bigger outside backs that at some stage they're probably going to have 5 to 10 minutes stint in the forward. So that's just the way it is. We haven't got a lot of forwards on the bench, and I've just got to rotate them as much as I can. I know they're playing out of their favourite positions, but that's what they have to do. We're a little bit short in the forward department, but and that's the Maori strength, obviously. They're big forward packs, so we've got to be nice and tight and making sure we're defending them, because if we're not defending their middle, it might be a tough old night for us.
Loz, was it? We've seen the really positive reaction from both Will Chambers and also Latrell Mitchell. These two guys had those wonderful battles throughout the Origin series, and then, of course, a terrific grand final personal battle as well. Did you have any concerns that they get on as teammates? But quite clearly, they seem to be getting on extremely well.
Yeah. To be honest, I never really thought about it. And then when they first came into camp, obviously when Will turned up and he was already here, and then Latrell came in, as you can imagine, the boys, they rib each other and, yeah, you know, hey, stand away, otherwise you're going to get it on and all that type of stuff. But they have a bit of a laugh and cuddle, and then they've got on like a house on fire. I think it's just one of those things. They're both competitive. They didn't really know each other. But then they spend a bit of time with one another, and you learn, you know, a bit about the player and the person. And we all realise that, you know, most guys are good people, you know. But when they come to playing football, they're nice and competitive. And I've got no doubt that that'll be the same when they play one another. But, no, they've got on really well. And that's the thing about this group of boys too, you know. They come together and they put all sort of differences aside, and they get on like a house on fire. It's like one big happy family, so, which is good.
Alcohol-free camp is what I'm reading on NRL.com. What was the thought behind that, Loz?
Well, we've done it for the last couple of years, to be honest with you. It's nothing sort of changed. It's just something that we've spoken about ever since JT and GI and blokes like that were involved in the camp. It's always been the leaders that have established the guidelines, and that's just sort of continued on. So nothing was really said about it. I just, first day in camp, we spoke to the senior players, and we sort of just got a bit of feedback from them and sort of told them about what the sort of culture we've sort of had in the past, and they were all good, and they weren't expecting to have a couple of beers. So no, that's been sort of around for a period of time in this camp in particular, because we're here to do a lot more than just play a game of football. It's more about the week and the community involvement and setting standards for our youth and setting standards for a lot of people to see us as role models, and hopefully our boys can show the path forward for a lot of people.
Well, getting plenty of positive reaction, definitely in the state of New South Wales, and let's hope the Victorians jump on board. You enjoy your last sleep in tomorrow morning, okay, and then you're up nice and early for our outside broadcast down there in Melbourne on Thursday and Friday.
Can I say this, TK? I've been waking up at 6:30, 6:45, and I feel worse. How does that work?
I don't know. It's just another effect of lack of sleep. Good on you, Loz.
All right, mate. Good to speak to you.
There he goes, Laurie Daly, our Indigenous All-Stars coach, taking on the Maori All-Stars. It'll be an entertaining game. There's no doubt about that. That's going to be happening Friday night in Melbourne at Amy Park.